May the Lord Jesus strengthen you all, dear heart dwellers. I do want to make mention that I believe President Putin may have dodged a bullet or two this week. Ezekiel and another heart dweller had dreams that he was in great danger, but it appears that the danger may be past. We never know until the Lord tells us, and so far he has not mentioned Vladimir since those dreams. Please keep him in your prayers. It seems that he is connected to a dead man switch, which means if someone kills him, they blow up the world as well. It's hard to tell, actually, but that is the scuttlebutt. But I felt extreme fatigue and difficulty staying awake for at least 4 days. Jesus began, "You are under a heavy cloud of intercession. All of you feel it, and it comes with different symptoms. Right now, it is a heavy looming, so very heavy looming. Everything is in preparation for the Third World War. Last-minute arrangements are being carried out. There will be glitches that I create to hold things back, but what is coming is inevitable. I am totally in charge of the timing. There is a ways to go yet. There is time for more preparation. I would like you to circulate this message. There is time. The carnage, human lives and souls lost, although my mercy will be extraordinary. It must be, or no one would be saved. Those who have been blinded since childhood will be given opportunity to see the error of their ways. Lord, could prayer relieve this incredible fog I'm in? It is heavy intercession, Claire. So the answer is no. Just bear with me, beloved. Bear with me and do your best to abstain. The world tensions are also getting to you. There is so much going on right now. Beloved family, I do want to remind you that these prayer burdens can be distributed all across the family of God. That means that if you felt deep compassion for the plight of those wounded and dying in the war, by your intention, I count it as a prayer, and that translates into your willingness to give of yourself for their recovery. As I have told you before, a heartfelt sigh is a prayer just as much as one that is spoken. When I was at my weakest, Simon the Tanner was taken from out of the crowd of onlookers, and he became a partaker of my passion. Many of you who have been suffering under various symptoms of fatigue, mental fog, aching bodies, many of you are actually helping to carry my cross, even as Simon did. Lord, can you please share with us the dynamics of this heaviness and what it is used for? You know how your mind must be clear to make decisions, how mental fog affects you and causes you to drift into an empty limbo. Well, this mental clarity and energy is being applied to those who need it the most in this hour. Whether it be government officials having to make difficult decisions or the wounded and civilians seeking shelter and medicine, war is terribly disorganizing to the human mind, and therefore they need help to become stabilized, even to pray and seek my help. So much is determined in these times of upheaval. The interruption of familiar routines and activities leaves them in shock and confusion. You, when you feel this heaviness, are helping them to regain their perspective and balance. There is regeneration taking place as they sleep at night as well. And we're awake during those hours. Do you remember when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of my garment? Well, in some very real ways, those in trauma are touching the hem of my garment through you. You have set your heart and mind to pray for them, and therefore I take from you and give to them the very bread of life from my heart, which lives and breathes inside of you. That is why you, my people, feel this exhaustion and numbness. I take what I can from you and give it to the desperate and needy. Routines that were taken up with money-making and work are temporarily interrupted, and there is time to think about other more profound things, like day-to-day survival, life, and death. This is an opportunity for me, too, to touch them with my love and draw them closer into a relationship with me. There is now time for this perspective, which brings the eternal things to the forefront, because you are now confronted with the certainty of eternity and what will happen if you die. These are teachable moments. Souls can fall into deep despair, but the offerings I am taking from you help them to think more clearly and draw closer to me. There is much grieving and hopelessness, Claire. These offerings help them begin to see hope and even consider recovering. Oh, Jesus, I can hardly fathom the tragic circumstances they find themselves in. Can a whole nation perish in one day? The answer is yes, it can. The enemy will leave no stone unturned. A certain force of rage overtakes them, where everything is an opportunity for venting and destruction. Pent-up frustration and anger will be unleashed with brutality in the act of war. It is a very terrible thing, but this is what happens. Tremendous violence is unleashed. That is why war is so hideous. This is why prayer is so effective. These demons of destruction can be bound by the prayers of the faithful. This will be greatly needed. You see, war is Satan's license to binge on violence and destroy without restraint or apparent consequences. My children, if you know these things, happy you will be if you practice them. You have the power of my name to conquer these demons and lessen the damage they can do. I urge all of you to pray in my name against the forces that drive this rage. It will be much to your advantage, whether you pray for those near or far. Remember that all your prayers are recorded in the Book of Life. Not even one petition goes without notice, and you will be rewarded either in your lifetime on earth, when you come into a state of desperation, or in heaven. So please open your hearts to those who are suffering and pray for them. And that was the end of his message. I can feel it, guys, when I'm praying for them. Even the Divine Mercy prayer, which is a repetitive prayer, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I can really feel the Father's heart of mercy for those who are caught in these terrible situations. So the Divine Mercy prayer is not just a rote prayer. It is a petition to Father God to have mercy. And it is very powerful, especially in times of war. And I have a recording of the Divine Mercy Chaplet that's contemplative on our channel here that I'm sure you can find if you look for it, heartdwellers.org channel. And that would help you enter into the spirit. I use pretty much classical instruments, oboe, violin, strings, flute, and it is a very contemplative album. Speaking of albums, I have a new album out. I don't know if it's been mentioned to you or not, but Left Behind in the Storm, I think is the title of it. And there's some beautiful, there's a beautiful prayer of repentance in there and many consoling prayers. And I highly recommend it for you and for your loved ones, as well as the Divine Mercy prayer. And we're not interested in making money off of our music. You can download these things for free on our channel. Just click on the music tab and go ahead and download them. But they're very powerful. St. Faustina, who was given the Divine Mercy Chaplet at the onset of World War II. Oh, what an interesting story. She was a nun in a convent, and she was praying for mercy for the world. And the Lord appeared to her many times. Her book is fascinating reading, Divine Mercy in My Soul. So it's a diary, really, of her conversations with Jesus. And the whole idea is that mercy is so needed in a time of war because there are so many that don't know God, don't know anything about God. And the repetitive prayer, when spoken from your heart with true intention, is very powerful. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. You say that once, and then you repeat 10 times. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I mean, really put your heart into it. These people need mercy, and we all need mercy. We're all going to get a turn where we all need mercy. Oh, it is a beautiful prayer. And like I said, it is a free download. A Divine Mercy Chaplet. And also our new album, which has a combination of elements on it. I hope you enjoy it. I put it together thinking of what our needs are going to be in those moments. And then the Tethered album, which Amazon iTunes sells for an outrageous price because it's 4 discs. Couldn't get them to sell it for anything less expensive. But the 4 discs, the downloads are available on our website. So you don't have to buy it. It just happened to get spread around when we had it printed up. And I do have printed copies here as well. The Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for your support. And let's all cleave to the Lord and to one another. And we will get through this season in flying colors because our Lord is carrying us through. Amen. Amen.